call your attention to the 18th chapter of St. Matthew, and I'm going to pick up at verse 28 and read down through 33. The Bible reads, "But the same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants, which owed him 100 pence. And he laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, Pay me that thou owest. And his fellow servant fell down at his feet and besought him, saying, Have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. And he would not, but went and cast him into prison, that he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry and came and told unto their Lord all that was done. Then his Lord, after that he had called him, said unto him, O thy wicked servant, I forgave thee all that debt because thou desiredst me. Shouldest not thou also have had compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee?" Supporting scripture this morning coming from Matthew 7 and 12, very familiar passage which states, "Therefore all things whatsoever ye would that men should do unto you, do ye even so to them, for this is the law and the prophet." On the basis of those verses, we like to use a thought of subject this morning, the consequences of having double standard pity. The consequences of having double standard pity. Hallelujah. All you got to do is trust him and believe that no matter what you see with your own eye, God is able to even go beyond that. No matter what the doctor say, God is able to go beyond that. And we got to trust and believe that we serve a mighty God, and our God is worthy of our praises. We thank God for the presence this morning. Realize that every day is a day of thanksgiving. This is truly a day that we've come to give our God praise. God has been too good to us. And so I'm just thankful to be able to stand one more time to give God glory and to thank him for all that he has done. Hallelujah to the name of Jesus. I was blessed to be at a birthday celebration of a young lady that I love that was 70 years old. And so it was just a blessing to be there, and had a wonderful caterer last night. I sat there in that corner and I ate my fill. Didn't even have to move. She brought everything right to me. And so it is good to have favor and to be loved by the people of God. And so I'm so thankful. I had a little common sense yesterday. I skipped all the other things that I was supposed to do and laid around so that I could try to show my face in that place. Because I was able to be there, I could not help but to be here this morning to give God glory and to thank him one more time. You don't know how blessed you are this morning. If you can hear my voice, if you can clap your hands, if you walked in here on your own accord, then you owe your God a praise. Because I guarantee you there's somebody that is in a bad condition, got legs and don't even know that they're still a part of their body, got a mind and their mind is so wavery that they don't know their days from their nights. But if God has blessed us just a little bit, then we still ought to give him all the praise that we can muster up. Loved ones laying in the hospital even now, but they're still in the comfort of a mighty God. And so that's why we come this morning. We didn't come to say that we pressed our way in the snow. We come because we wanted to give our God some praise. Hallelujah. This is the Sabbath day and it ought to be holy. We ought to give God at least one day out of the week. We can't give God any time now. Then what are we going to do when that old death angel, when the enemy continue to try to rob us of all the joy that God has allowed us to experience on this side? And so it's because of that that God has blessed us to be assembled together here in this house of worship to offer our thanksgiving and our praises to a God that is a loving God that blesses us and he keeps us day by day. It is a joy to be able to come back and to say, Lord, I thank you for what only you have done, but all that you are yet still doing in our lives. I don't care how far you've come. You got to look back and see where you come from. We look back over the years and look over the times when we weren't where we are right now in God. We can't help but tell God, thank you. We thank God for being that watchful God, that loving God, that look beyond our faults and look beyond our foolishness and still bless us in the midst of it all. And we owe God something for that. We can't do it. We can't even really pay God back. But all he requires is that we offer our bodies as living sacrifices, holy and acceptable unto him. We don't need pats on the back. We just need to hear him say, well done. But now, how is the Lord going to say well done when you're on that stool of do nothing? How is he going to say well done when you got time for everything else but God? But as soon as something comes up in your life or come up in your family's life, then you want to call on the name of Jesus. But I thank God to be in the midst of a people to have a mind that when everything going good, I can still call on the name of the Lord. When there's no sickness in the family, when there's no tragedy at hand, we can still lift up holy hands and say, Lord, I just want to thank you. But when we got food in the freezer and food in the cupboard and we still realize that we got to still ask the Lord, Lord, I want to thank you for what I got, because all this that I have is not going to last always. I thank God for being the bread of life. I thank him for being that water that we don't never have to thirst anymore. Because of his promise, he has allowed his Holy Spirit to be here with us. And even though we strive to do all that we can do, and we thank God for what he's done for us individually, we have to collectively join our forces together. And we need to know that we need to stand in this race together. God has blessed us, and we got to realize that as God blesses us, it is our responsibility this morning to work out our own soul salvation. We can't wait on somebody else to do it for us. And I'm sure that there are many of you just like myself that could say somebody prayed for me. But it's more important that we learn to pray for ourselves as well. Anybody got a praying spirit this morning? Realize that I got to tell God thank you. And it's not always that you're sick. It's not always that you're going through. Sometimes you got to learn how to pray that prayer of thanksgiving. That prayer of joy, that prayer of peace, that prayer that things is all right now, because everything could be all right one second and the next minute it could change. But if you got God as your anchor, if his word is your foundation, then you can stand on whatever the wind blow your way. There are times when the wind may blow you over, but all you got to do is get back up. I'm so glad that I found out for myself that prayer does change things. Bible tells us the prayer of the righteous man availeth much. So that's why I don't mind asking somebody to pray for me. There are some folk that you can't ask that. There are some folk that you share the thing that you're going through, and the first thing they'll say that I'm praying for you. I'm so glad to know that somebody does care. Run into a woman in Walmart the other day, and she said, how are you doing? I said, well, I don't like to lie. I'm not doing too good today, but I've had worse days. And so she was so concerned, and I actually seen her at that function last night, and she came over, and she said, you know, after I left the store, I couldn't get you off of my mind because I failed to tell you that I'm going to be praying for you. And from the time I left you even to right now, I've been calling your name. I've been talking to the Lord on your behalf. And, you know, it feels good to know that somebody cares enough. And that's real concern. You know, it is good to know that somebody is in your corner. The main thing is knowing that you got God. And if you got the Lord our God, somebody used to say, as long as I got Jesus, I don't need nobody else. And I thank God that I got Jesus, but I'm so glad that I got friends. You know, because Jesus is always there. His spirit is always with us. But isn't it good to hear from another man or another woman that I want to know how everything is going, or I know it's going to be all right. Sometimes we need to, even though we have to encourage ourselves, we need encouragement from somebody else. Somebody to tell you it's going to be all right, so that wherever the enemy starts to put doubt in your mind, you know that there's somebody that's standing on faith. We got to learn how to increase our faith and trust the power of a loving God. As we've come to this place in life, we got to realize that we don't have to be ashamed to let our Lord know that we love him. You don't have to be ashamed to let your neighbor know that I come to praise the power of a loving God. I thank God for his glory. I thank God for his strength this morning. And as we come into this household of faith, We know that it's a universal fact that in every nation all over the world that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And if we dare to claim salvation, it's not by any merits of our own. The Bible declared that we are saved by grace, not by any merits of our own. So that lets us know this morning that no matter how good we think we are, no matter how many people we've helped along the way, love is not love until it's given away. And anything that you've done, and if it was not done out of love, then it means nothing to God. And sometimes we think that it's the big things, but I'm so glad to find out that it's the little things that matter. It's those little things of calling on the name of the Lord and knowing that God is right there with you. It's good to know this morning that we are all under God's grace. His mercy sustains us and keeps us for. In our Sunday school lesson this morning, we were reminded that while we were yet still sinners, God still died for the ungodly. Even though we were wretches undone, even though we hadn't dotted every I across every T, God has still been right there by our side. And the good thing is, whether we offer God praises or not, God still blesses us anyway. We always try to pump people up. We try to motivate people into getting a little closer to the Lord. And sometimes you have to let them know that you're not here by your own merits. You're not where you are because of your intellect, but you are just here because God has shown favor in your life. Favor don't necessarily mean that you're going to have all this great prosperity. There's some poor folk this morning that love God and know that God is real, and they're just as happy as the rich folk. Isn't it good to know you don't have to have money to be happy? We had to have a whole lot of money to be happy. I'd be looking at a lot of sad faces this morning. A lot of us got just enough to get by, and we're waiting on that next little bit to add to that little bit that we already got. But in the midst of it, when they don't meet, God still blesses us in the midst of it all. You know how sometimes you got that gap in your finances and you've been waiting on that next check to come, but you still got a piece of bologna or a loaf of bread in the house, and you can still give God thanks and give him glory. I'm glad to know that I serve a God that sits high and he looks down low. I'm glad to know that I serve a God that when I look up to the hills, that's where all of our help come from. God will send you some help. All you got to do is just look around and see that there's somebody in here blessed by the best because we belong to the power of a loving God. Hallelujah to the name Jesus. Today we want to deal with how we look at pity and forgiveness that God extends to us, whether we acknowledge it or whether we deserve it or not. He is that kind of God. A God that has had pity on us and that has shown us that he is a loving and forgiving God. And so because he loves us, because he is able to forgive us, can we not forgive one another? There are problems sometimes when you think it's all about you. But we got to learn how to encourage our brothers and sisters that if God saw me through this, he'll see you through that. We got to let somebody know that I know that you may not like the way that you live and some of the things that you've done or going through, but God is a forgiving God. How many of us can say this morning that God looked beyond our individual faults and saw a need to bless us despite ourselves? But when we didn't even have sense enough to tell God thank you, he was still blessing us every step of the way. That there were times in our young lives when we said, when I get myself in order, when I get my life in order, then I'm going to come to God. But what if God had came to you just before you got yourself in order? How many are so glad that God blesses us in the midst of a mess? And we got to realize that we too many times we forget and we stand in denial where we have been and where we might need to be going. God knows our history. God knows exactly what our mindset is. And I don't know about you, but I wonder how many of you are willing to admit that there was a time that we were not steadfast in our faith walk. There were times when we were wishy-washy. There are times when we just went to the house of God sometime because if mama didn't tell you to go, you wouldn't go. There are those of us in here that have been trained and been led to the house of God. And the key to that is it, as we come to God's house, we ought to have a seed planted on the inside of us that we will learn how to be obedient to the word of God. We all are hearing the word, but are we doers as well? It does us no good to just hear it and lay it to the side. We got to learn how to do what the Lord God say do. As we look at our thought this morning, and we begin to think about those that live with double standards. We think about the consequences of having double standards in pity. Then there are three important words in this here thing. Consequences. The unpleasant or difficult result of one's actions. The importance or significance as the result of the penalties of the things that you have done. There are consequences that must be suffered and that you must go through when you don't do the right thing. There are consequences when you have a lying tongue and everything come out of your mouth is a lie. So you got to understand that consequences are very important to your livelihood. Yeah. Double standards means standards that are applied unfairly. A principle, rule, or expectation applied to those that are condemned one while being more lenient to somebody else. You know how we have those two-faced folk? Double standard folk are those folk that maybe they are saying that I do what I want to do and you do what I tell you to do. Well, I can do it any kind of way I want to do it. And the Lord is not going to deal with me in the way that he's going to deal with you. There are folk that are double standard thinking into realizing or thinking that I can get away with something because didn't nobody see me do it. But I want to let you know this morning that God don't like a double standard mind. God wants us to treat everybody like we want to be treated. Then we look at that word pity. Being sympathetic or kindly sorry evoked by suffering or distress of somebody else. When there's a misfortune or another leading one to give relief or aid to show mercy, a matter of regret and showing compassion. You don't know how to love nobody else. If you can't have compassion for somebody else, if you think that you're the only one that's going through, and when you're going through, you want everybody to come running. But as soon as somebody else is going through, you act like you hadn't heard anything about it. That's having double standards. Then we sometimes, those that we love, those that we consider to be our friends, we'll come running when things happen in their life. But those individuals that you might have no idea who they are, it's a good thing to still have that same love, mercy, and compassion. Look at the teaching of Jesus in the Beatitudes in St. Matthew 5 and 7. It said, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. In other words, those who put pity into action can expect similar mercy both from men and from God. If you can't have mercy on nobody else, then why do you think God ought to have mercy on you? Bible tells us that if you're going to have mercy, then you, if you receive mercy, then you ought to be able to give mercy. Mercy and pity walk hand in hand. We ought to have a heart this morning that whenever somebody is going through, we ought to be able to say, I'll do what I can to help you along the way. But sometimes we get so hard-hearted and we have that heart of stone. Don't nothing move us. We don't care how bad somebody else is suffering. We continue to go about our everyday's journey. But sometimes when you see folk that are going through, and there might not be anything that you can do physically or financially for them, but that don't mean that your heart does not go out for them. That's the time when you can go to God in prayer. That's the time when you say, if I can't do anything else, I can pray that God will step in and do what nobody else can do. Bible tells us in our supporting text this morning, therefore all things, whatsoever ye would that men should do unto you, do ye so also unto them, for this is the law and the prophets. We got to know that since man is evil by nature, we still have to acknowledge that God is a mighty good God. God is the one that promised his children that if we would pray, he will answer prayer. I thank God that I'm able to call on the name of Jesus. And I found out that instead of judging one another, we got to learn how to treat one another right. Got to learn that what goes around comes around. If you do things to somebody, you're going to reap what you sow. I'm glad to know this morning that I belong to the power of a loving God. A God that has always stood right there by my side. A God that has shown me pity when I didn't deserve pity. A God that forgave me of all the things that I've done wrong. And I found out that I still got to go to God in prayer. Is there anybody in the house this morning that realized that you've done some wrong in your life? And you asked the Lord God to forgive you of your wrongdoing. And you found out that as soon as you got up on your feet, that old enemy began to try you one way or another. You might not did the same thing, but God still had mercy on you. I'm so glad that I serve a mighty God. I serve a God that is full of all mercy. I serve a God that knows exactly what I'm going through. I found out that if I treat somebody like I want to be treated, then I know that God will be right there by my side. If a man loved the Lord, he ought to act like he loved God. I'm so glad this morning to be in the house of God one more time. I just stopped by to tell you some of the words of Jesus. The Bible say that there was in the kingdom a man that was a king. He had a servant that owed him a whole lot of money. Servant came unto him and he began to reckon with him. He said, I brought unto you and I want to let you know that you owe me 10,000 talents. In other words, you owe me over 6 million denarius. And I want to let you know that if you don't pay me, you better go sell your wife, go sell your children, go and sell everything that you got. I want my money. If you don't pay me my money, I'm going to put you down in the prison cell. But I want to thank God for Jesus, because even though we owe God a penalty, even though we owe God for the wrong that we've done, we ought to look at this man of God, this servant fell prostrate down on the ground. He said, oh, master, I just want you to have mercy on me. I want you to look beyond my fault. I want to pay you back, but I just don't have it. Anybody ever had to say that to somebody? Say, I owe you something, but I don't have it right now. If you give me a little while, I'll pay you that I owe. And I want to thank God for this Lord of servants. This king looked at the man, realized that the man was laying down on the ground. Man humbled himself down to a lower level. Realized that I know that I owe you a whole lot of money. And because I owe you a whole lot of money, I don't know what I'm going to do. But I thank God for the heart of the man. The man looked at the man and had compassion on him. He said, I'm going to let you go of the debt that you owe. Get up, my brother. Everything is all right. I'm so glad that I serve a God like that. That whenever I owe God everything and I don't have the money to pay my God back, I found out I can't buy religion. I found out you can't pay your way into heaven. But you got to have a repentant spirit. You got to go down on bended knee and say, Lord, I'm sorry for the wrong that I done. But I want to let you know that he had double standards for this same man that God had just forgiven of all that he had done. He looked and he found another fellow servant. And this servant owed him 100 pence. And he began to take him by the throat. Said, I want you to pay me every dime that you owe me. He forgot about what the man had just did for him. And I just stopped by to tell somebody that if somebody forgive you of the wrong you done, you ought to be able to forgive somebody else. I'm so glad that I serve a mighty God this morning. Look at this nasty man, a man that had been forgiven all the debt that he owed. But now he is going to another man, grabbing by the throat and said, I'm not going to forgive you. Now this man did the same thing he did. He fell down on his knees. He fell down right down before him. He said, have mercy on me. Give me a little bit more time and I'll pay you everything that I owe. But the Bible declared that the man said, I'm not going to hear you. I'm not going to give you any more time. I'm going to put you away in prison and I'm going to let you stay there till I get my money back. Well, don't you know somebody is always watching and somebody is always going to go back and tell it. Don't you know you can't get away? Because somebody's always got their eyes on you. For the Bible declared that the Lord God found out that some fellow servants saw what the man had did. Went back and told the king, almighty king, that man that you let go of all of that debt. Another man owed him just a little bit of money. And he grabbed him by the throat. He took him and put him into prison. And I want to know this morning, would you going to have double standards? The double standards cause consequences. You got to pay for the wrong that you done. For the Bible declares that the king went back to that man. I heard how you treated your brother. I heard you forgot how good I've been to you. Don't you know I could have did the same thing to you? In other words, I could have had your whole family, but I let everything go. I had compassion on you. I had pity on you. But you don't have that same kind of love. For you grabbed the man by the neck. You put the man in the prison. So you're going to find yourself right there in the same prison. You're going to be there longer than that man. Because you owe me a whole lot of money. And I'm so glad that I serve a mighty God. Is there anybody in the house this morning that know that you serve a mighty God? A God that is right there by your side. A God that forgave you of all of your sins. So whatsoever a man doeth unto you, do so unto them and believe the power of God. For if I give God all that I got, if I tell the Lord that I'm sorry for the wrong that I've done, well, if they're wrong me and come and say, John Willie, I'm sorry, then I got to lend out my hand and say, man, everything is going to be all right. Do unto others as you have them do unto you. Don't have double standards, for there's consequences of double standard pity. You got to have the same love that you want to receive. You got to give it to somebody else. You got to learn how to treat other folk the same way you want to be treated. If God has forgiven you, stop running the crackhead down. Stop running those that are walking the street down and realize that it could be you still in that same situation. But God saw fit to forgive you of your wrong. So just give them a little more time. And God, in his own way, will bring them in. If you allow your light to shine before men and do what the Lord God tells you to do, then God will continue to be a compassionate God. And I just stopped by to just drop that little note on you this morning that there are consequences for having double standard pity. If you want somebody to be there for you, then learn how to be there for somebody else. You're not always that busy. Take a little time out to help somebody else along the way. You don't know how blessed you could be just in knowing that God is right there by your side. He is a forgiving God. He is a loving God. And he'll do what no one else can do. Trust God with all of your heart and know that the same way. You know, the thing about it is that you got to let go of your pride. The man realized that I don't have the money to pay, but I'm not too proud to fall down on my face and ask you for your forgiveness and let you know that if you just give me a little more time, I'll make everything all right. And so we got to trust God in that respect. But the same way that that man forgave him, whenever you realize that there's somebody that owes you, then you got to do the same thing. Have that same love, that same compassion, and know that God will do the same thing for you this morning. Don't walk around being a double standard, double-minded man or woman, but trust that God is a forgiving God, and all you have to do is ask. If the man had never fell on his face and asked the king to forgive me and to give me a little more time, then the king saw his heart. He saw that he really wanted to do the right thing. And the good thing about that, he didn't even worry about the fact that you still got to pay me. But he said that your debt is forgiven. Hallelujah. to the name Jesus.